news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
Welcome to day two of our coverage of San Diego Comic-Con here on Rant EM Radio with the best show in the world, the What Are You Reading comic book show. For another edition of the Comic-Con coverage of Rant EM Radio, brought to you by the What Are You Reading comic book show. We're glad you can join us tonight on a Saturday night. It is July 26, 2014.
For those who are listening in the future.
We're going to go over all the news that came out of the big day at the New York Comic-Con, which is Saturday. Always the busiest day for any kind that takes place over the weekend, and I'm quite sure people that have been waiting in Hall H waited a long time to get in.
Oh, they're in Hall H right now cheering over the Marvel panel with some bit with some spectacular news out up from Ant-Man's come out of it.
Yeah, I just looked at it.
Should we just get to that real quick?
No, we gotta give these people information. You gotta tell them who we are?
I gotta finish. Oh, yeah, that's right, because I'm Jordan Worth Cobb.
And I'm the man they call Surfer, because I'm delusional. But anyway, we're here to talk comic books out of San Diego Comic Con. And actually, we don't want to do the talking. We'd rather talk to you. So how can they join
us? Yeah. Oh, there's numerous ways our fans can join us. You can call us at the phone number 215-253-4516. Again, 215-253-4516. The more you call this number, the more we get to hold on to it. So that'd be great. If you can't use your phone, join us on Skype by adding the contact SilverSurfer_forever. Or if you prefer to type out, you type your thoughts away till the night is over, go on by the Rant Listen Live chat room at www.rantemradio.com/chatlisten-live. And do not forget, if you cannot listen live, what are you reading? And other fine shows on Rant EM Radio, such as the Rant Turnbuckle Throwback, Wrestling Calling Show, and the Lex Entertainment Podcast, can all be found on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and Blog Talk Radio. If you do go by iTunes, don't forget to subscribe, rate Rant 5 stars, and leave a review. That would help us out very much.
Alright, so what did you learn from yesterday?
I learned a lot of news.
Well, let's try to learn some more then. Let's start with some print news.
Yes, okay.
Slow on the draw. You're supposed to be ready.
Well, hold on. I'm pulling the list up right now. First off, we got Eisner Awards. Yes, the Academy Award equivalent of the comic book industry happened this weekend with plenty of highlights.
Saga sweep this year?
Yeah, Saga took home numerous awards. We'll just list Saga. Saga took home Best Continuing Series by Brian K. Vaughan and Fiona Staples. Saga also took home Best Pins Around an Ongoing Series for Fiona for Best Painter and Multimedia Artist Fiona Staples. Brian K. Vaughan took home Best Writer. And also, speaking of Saga, real quick, we can knock two birds with one stone. There will be a hardcover print edition of Saga coming this fall.
And what issues will it cover?
1 through 8. Let me bring that up. That's not seen. Oh, this might be on my personal page. Yes, it is. Hold on, let me bring that up. Don't know how to end up there. Okay, Saga hardcover is due out in November. Oh, come on, you stupid. Yes, it'll be out in November. No word yet on what it will cover. Although my best guess is the first 18 issues.
Any other awards?
Yes, there are plenty of other awards. I'll just go down the list to get it out of the way. Best short story is Untitled by Gilbert Hernandez in Lovin' Rockets, New Stories number 6. Best single issue or one shot, Hawkeye number 11, Pizza Is My Business by Matt Fraction and David Aja. Best continuing, we already got to that one. Best limited series is The Wake by Scott Snyder and Sean Murphy. Best new series, Sex Criminals. Best publication for early readers up to age 7, Itty Bitty Hellboy by Art Baltazar and Franco. Best publication for kids ages 8-12, The Adventures of Superhero Girl by Faith Aaron Hicks. Best publication for teens 13-17, Battling Boy by Paul Pope. Best humor publication, Vader's Little Princess by Jeffrey Brown. Best Anthology, Dark Horse Presents, edited by Mike Richardson. Best Digital Webcomic, The Oatmeal by Matthew Inman. Best Reality-Based Work, The Fifth Beatle, The Brian Epstein Story by Vivek J. Tiwari, Andrew C. Robinson, and Kyle Baker. Best Graphic Album, New, The Property by Rutu Modan. Best Adaptation for Another Medium, Richard Stark's Parker Slayground by Donald Westlake, adapted by Darwin Cook. Best graphic album reprint, Russell by Jeff Smith. Best archival collection project strips, Tarzan, the complete Russ Manning newspaper strips, Volume 1, edited by Dean Maloney. Best archival project comic books, Will Eisner's The Spirit, the artist edition, edited by Scott Dubner. Best U.S. edition of international material, God Damn This War by Jacques Tardy and Jean-Pierre Vanneri. Best U.S. edition of international material, Asia, The Mysterious Underground Men by Osamu Tezuka.
Where are the awards listed?
They can go to comic book resources.
Okay. Let's see what's next on the list here. What's the deal with the all new Captain America Digital Infinity comic? Did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
What did you just hear?
That there's going to be a Captain America Infinity comic.
I'm sorry. I was wondering if you heard something in the feed just now.
Oh, of the Marvel feed?
No. Between me and you.
No, I didn't hear anything.
Okay, then I'm overreacting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I thought you were going to...
No. I thought I heard something that didn't sound right.
Well, all right then. Yeah, there will be a new Infinite comic from Marvel, Captain America, all new Captain America, which of course will star Sam Wilson, the Falcon, in the role of Captain America, as he's about to take on that mantle himself. Half of these links are kind of not showing up for me at the moment. What the hell? Anyway, it'll be due out around the same time as the comic, as he's about to take on the mantle of Captain America. So, no other details have come out so far.
Now, do you think people will take to Sam Wilson being the Falcon, or you just... think they'll just bow off until he comes back, until Steve Rogers comes back.
I think people will take to him. I think he's got a good hold on public graphs since Anthony Mackie's wonderful performance of in The Winter Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam Wilson, of course, has a lot of great fans. And, you know, like me, he's gonna catch on. People love Sam Wilson. He's the obvious choice. I mean, the world thinks the Winter Soldier's dead, but I don't think right now it would feel good for Bucky to be Cap again, but I'm not opposed to it, but I like what they're doing with the Winter Soldier right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he'll take on?
I'm not sure, because people are fickle. You know, they like him, but, you know, there's some people out there who will look at this and know that it's not a permanent change, so they won't care. And some people won't like the change because of who Sam Wilson is, and some people will read it because they're Cap fans and they don't care. But I will see how the book turns out before I decide whether I'm going to read it or not. You know, I don't always read Captain America unless it's something that interests me. I'd honestly
recommend picking up the Dimension Z stuff that Remender did for me to start off this run.
I did read the Death of Captain America storyline. I thought that was good. I got some Marvel news.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, comic books, they need to have a little diversity when it comes to male-female. And Marvel being owned by Disney, And Disney has a plethora of princesses. And so Marvel is going to give its most famous princess its own title. And you know what princess that is, right? And yes, I'm not talking about Sleeping Beauty. I'm talking about Princess Leia. She's getting her own comic book.
Yes, a miniseries coming out that was announced today. Free miniseries from Marvel of Star Wars that will take place around the original trilogy.
So, you know, she won't be needing no rescuing from no Luke Skywalker. She's going to be kicking ass on her own.
Yep, the word came today out of the live Cup of Joe panel, which is, of course, the show of Joe Quesada's. The first book is simply titled Star Wars, written by Jason Aaron and drawn by John Cassidy. The book will take place after the destruction of the first Death Star as Luke, Han, and Leia face off against a resurgent Darth Vader. In February will be Star Wars Darth Vader by Kieran Gillen and Salvador Larcora, with covers by Eddie Granoff. The series will take the pitch of the first one and flip it around, focusing on Vader as he struggles to regain control over the Empire's troops after his defeat at the end of the first film. And in March, Star Wars Princess Leia, as Surfer mentioned, Mark will be done by Mark Wade and on the writing, Terry Dodson on the art. Also taking place after the Battle of Yavin, the miniseries will focus on the princess without a world as her home planet of Alderaan was destroyed at the start of the first film.
You know, she lost her mom and her dad and all her family, and she lost
everybody.
She's a princess without a home. So, that ought to be interesting, for sure, you know.
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to that. Again,
to watch
Mark Waite.
No, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I mean, for her to sit there and watch a planet get destroyed like that, that has to work on her. I mean, of course, in the movie, you know, she just kept fighting and they had to escape, and then they had to try to stop the Death Star before it blew up the Rebel base. And of course, you never saw what happened after that until 3 years later, but that had to have been devastating to her. I mean, devastating, so.
Yeah, very, very sad stuff.
And,
but, let's cheer some people up with the fact that there will be, some pretty good looking things with He-Man.
Oh, you're a He-Man fan? What about He-Man?
I'm not necessarily a He-Man fan. I'm just reporting the news.
You grew up on He-Man. It's okay.
I'm not that big a fan of He-Man.
Tell the truth. You used to go outside with your shirt off.
Okay, alright, I will tell the honest truth. I do not care for He-Man. But I know fans that are, and I'm not gonna shun them, because today at San Diego Comic-Con International, Dark Horse and Mattel are teaming up to deliver the biggest art book of 2015. I'm quoting the article, The Art of He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So they're doing, like, all the versions of He-Man, like, both?
Well, they've already shown the contents page, and it's divided up into 10 chapters. Chapter 1, The Innovation of a Hero. Chapter 2, The Classic Collection. Chapter 3, The Classic Comics. Chapter 4, The Classic Adventures. Chapter 5, Comics, books, movies, magazines, more.
I get it.
It's
going to go over the entire history
of He-Man. It's a visual history of He-Man.
I never could figure out how people couldn't see that He-Man and Prince Adam was one and the same. I mean, in the original cartoon, they looked the same. But, you know, hey, who am I? Who am I?
You're just Galactus's cook. That's what you are.
Oh, did I tell you that Silver Surfer board has a name now?
Now what is it?
Toomey.
Ah, I see. There. Well, DC
see,
has.
See, panel. The girl he's traveling with thought he, when he said to me, my boy, she thought he was calling it to me. So that's what you thought the name is. Tell me.
Yes, Don Greenwood. By the way, I'm loving that new Silver Surfer series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm behind on my podcast on that show. So I gotta record. But anyway.
DC held a No Boundaries pop panel today, highlighting some of their upcoming books, such as Grayson, which I'm going to say I personally wasn't too hot on, but it's getting a second printing.
Well, it did get some high marks from some of the reviewers out there, but I didn't get a chance to look at it. Who's he working for? Is he working for Bruce, or is he working
Spiral. No, he's working for Spiral.
And they came to him because he was outed, or? Like,
they were looking after him, for even as Nightwing.
So they knew he was Nightwing.
And, Spiral. Right. Well, they've been dealing, they're creation of Grant Morrison's from, like, Batman Incorporated, and they had to deal with Batman and Bruce Wayne, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they know.
So now, when he's going out on missions, do people like know he's Dick Grayson and he's
No, it's just standard secret agent spy stuff, aliases and all that, and disguises.
Okay. And everybody, everybody thinks Nightwing's dead, right?
Yes, everyone still thinks Nightwing is as dead as a doornail.
Do they think Dick Grayson's dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they think both. Also highlighted is involving Jimmy Palmiotti and with All-Star Western co-writer Star Spangled War Stories featuring G.I. Zombie. Mm-hmm. A new patriotic war fiend book. Which just came out this week. I haven't had a chance to go out and read it. Hopefully it's good, because I'm loving what they're doing on that book. And, of course, Harley Quinn, the current ongoing Harley Quinn, co-written by Jimmy Palmiotti and his wife, Amanda Connor. Which is going to have a rub-and-smell-ish special issue in October and an annual.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You're gonna get a smell-o-vision like issue of Harley Quinn. Okay. I'm not liking the Harley Quinn book at the moment.
You're not liking it, no?
It doesn't feel too much like Harley to me.
Is it they're trying to make a goodish type of person, or it's like? Is she homicidal crazy, or is it just she's just?
It's just the writing. It's the writing, I think, isn't there. It's not that strong as I'd hoped for, given that it's Palmiotti and Connor who work amazing together.
You know, maybe they just need some time. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I could like it. I really do.
You don't have to. It's not necessary.
I know that, but it's Harley Quinn. And, again, a Harley Quinn book out there is amazing.
Okay.
This is Harley Quinn.
Okay. Okay.
But, speaking of DC, there, a map has come out of Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison's put out a map of the DC multiverse, and man, this thing is. You've seen this thing, right?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at it yet.
Oh, well, here you go.
Alright, so tell me about the map while I. Oh, come on now. Well, how am I supposed to look at that? Okay.
Well, because Grant Moore.
It does kind of I can't read this on a computer screen.
Because Grant Morrison is doing the multiverse book, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That's coming out in August.
The Spear of the Gods. The Spear of the Gods.
And, of course, there's the Monitor Spear. And, of course, encased on this is, like, the place is the planet of Source Wall. There's the Source Wall. There's the Monitor Spear. Then there's Limbo, Spear of the Gods, the Dream, Heaven, New Omnibus, Skyland, Nightmare, Well, Underworld, and, of course, Apocalypse. New Genesis. That's New Genesis. My bad.
Right, yeah, so, what's different about the New Genesis and the New 52?
I don't know. I haven't come across any stories in the New 52 that involve New Genesis.
So, is this supposed to introduce everybody, or?
It seems like it, yes.
Okay.
That seems to be the case for that.
Okay.
I mean, sounds wonderful.
Any more print news for us? I mean, it seemed like everything's coming out late today as far as the big news, so.
Well, yeah, that's what happens when you're... Well, yeah, but that's why we try and struggle to be on time, like we are with all this stuff. I mean, it's going to get hard. But, okay, there's a interview with Robert Kirkman where he kind of hints at the Walking Dead's future.
Where he's going to kill everybody off?
Yeah. No.
did he talk about the Walking Dead spinoff?
No, he did not talk about the upcoming Walking Dead spinoff. He talked about Outcast and how long his story has been procreating. Since that's, again, that's going to go into production as a Cinemark, as a Cinemax television show.
Skinemax, okay. I don't have Skinemax, but hey.
Yeah, because Kirkman's not sure where he's going to take The Walking Dead. I mean, there's a two... spoilers for the end of the recent All Out War arc. But the book jumped ahead 2 years.
Damn, let me ask you something. Do you think... How much longer do you think he's going to write Walking Dead?
I don't know. He could just go... Two years. For two and a half.
Two and a half. And do you think he'll let somebody else take over or just end the book?
I think he'll just end it. I mean, I would.
Would you end it with Rick's death, or you just have them?
I honestly don't know how you'd end The Walking Dead. That's something that's just... It's got so many damn unpredictable things about it. It's like, I just don't know. What am I gonna do? What the fuck am I gonna do about that? It's gonna be... It'll be weird to actually go to a comic book shop and not see The Walking Dead in the new weekly, weekly pile. That'll be odd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it would just be weird. But hey, what are you gonna do? I think that's it for print news.
All right, let's move on to some film news. You got any Batman versus Superman? I've seen some of these pictures being released, and everybody's talking about Wonder Woman's costume.
Yes, the Wonderverse panel happened earlier today, and they came out guns a-blazing with a surprise of Batman and Superman.
Yeah, I mean they gotta put something out with that because. A lot to write on that movie. So what did you think of the Wonder Woman costume? It looks like it's a... it doesn't look like red, white, and blue patriot costume. It looks more like a Roman-era battle armor.
The way it looks, I don't have a... Okay, first off, controversial opinion there in that I like the way someone looks at a superhero costume for a movie. I like it. The look of it fits well in tone of the what the Man of Steel, Superman, and what the upcoming Batman costume look like. It just fits perfectly in tone. I think it'll do good. I honestly like how Gal Gadot looks.
Well, the pictures I've seen, I need a closer up look because I can't. Like, the costume looks fine, but I don't know if she looks convincing enough to me as Wonder Woman from the distance I see in the picture. So I need to see more before, you know, I make that decision. It's like, yes, I'm on board.
Yeah, I get that.
So what else did they reveal besides costumes of everybody and of course, the Wonder Woman look?
They had a teaser.
And we haven't seen it yet.
Hey, yo, Comic-Con, I'm disappointed in you and how that teaser's not leaked online yet.
I know. You're supposed to have those cameras snuck in there by now and recording this stuff. We gave you our assignment.
What the shit, people?
We gave you one simple assignment. Sneak out some footage. You had one job.
And you blew it! But, you know what? We got descriptions, and that Affleck is decked out in the battle armor, similar to what he had worn from The Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm.
No, The Dark Knight Returns. Why the hell did I say Rises? Dark Knight Returns, obviously aping the book, as Snyder is a huge goddamn Frank Miller fanboy. And, well, he goes up, roofs the tarp, and lights up the bat signal. And hovering in a silhouette is Superman, with eyes glowing red, ready to use heat vision. That's it.
Okay, well, maybe we'll see some footage in the next week or so. Well, next, maybe in a day or two, and then I'll get more excited then. Right now, I'm tempered as to how I feel about Batman vs. Superman. Besides, right now, I'm focused on Guardians. That's coming out.
Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy, which I'm so excited about. By the way, screw you for saying it already.
I haven't seen it yet.
I
saw the preview.
Okay, well, screw you for going to see it before me. How about that?
That's not my fault. And besides, I have a friend who did see it.
Yeah, what did he think?
He said it's the best Marvel movie ever. Says better than Avengers. This I have to see for myself.
We will see.
Yeah, we will see.
Yeah, speaking of trailers, the trailer for the upcoming Kevin Smith film, Tusk, was released.
Yeah, what is that about?
Tusk is based off a story that he told on his Smodcast podcast on his Smodcast network. And it's about it's about Justin Long plays a podcaster who likes to go and record stories about life on the scene, like strange tales of people. So when he sees an ad about a Warriors obsessed recluse,
I haven't seen Justin Long in a long time. Where's he been hiding?
I don't know. Played by Michael Parks. I'm trying to get through the description of the trailer.
I'm not stopping.
Okay. Shh, calm down. Basically, Michael Parks plays a Warriors-obsessed recluse who lures Justin Long into actually trying to turn him into a human Warriors hybrid.
Okay.
It's going to be a straight-up horror movie.
Okay.
It looks creepy. It really does. Wait, you haven't seen this?
No. If it's a horror movie, you know I'm out.
Oh, God, you scared the cat.
Keeps me alive.
It'll keep you But you can't be scared all your life.
Says who?
Says life. You're a lost cause anyway.
You sound like you're trying to trick me into being brave, and then that's when they come and get me. Nope, not falling for it.
Okay, but you know what I'm falling for? DC Animation, after they've announced two movies coming in 2015. Batman versus Robin, which will feature loosely adapting the Court of Owls. Ah, yes.
You know what? I gotta call DC Animation on the carpet here, because they won't go past Batman or anything anymore. I mean, they did a Wonder Woman. They did a couple of Green Lanterns. They did a Flash that was really Justice League and had dealt with Batman. They got to do something more than just Batman cartoons. Seriously, they're dropping the ball on this.
Yeah, I guess what I'm going to make up for it. The other film announced was JLA Gods and Monsters. That is being written and directed by Bruce Timm.
Oh, Bruce Timm, huh? I thought he was done making animated features.
Nope. Apparently not. He's making a whole original film for the DC animated line, and oh my god, I'm so excited.
So what is that going to be about?
No idea yet. They have not. They just announced them. No word as far as plot.
Assault on Arkham. That's due out in a couple of days, right?
For early August. And speaking of Assault on Arkham, it was screened last night where these announcements were made.
Any early word on it?
No, I haven't heard any yet.
Well,
haven't heard.
Hopefully we'll get to see it soon enough.
Yes, hopefully. And announced today at the legendary panel is a King Kong origin film, Skull Island.
King Kong. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, Skull Island, a King Kong origin film, set for release November 2016.
What do you know about King Kong? What do you really know about King Kong?
He's a big giant ape who fell in love with a human woman and died trying to protect her from planes atop the Empire State Building.
You gotta know more than that, man. I knew you wasn't a true Kong fan. It's okay. I'm going to school you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm going to school you.
Oh, please, go ahead. Please.
No, I mean, I don't have time to do it tonight. I mean, you know.
Pussy out.
No, we got a show to do. But I'm going to school you. I'm going to get you up to snuff on King Kong. And King Kong Jr. Did you know about King Kong Jr.?
Bring it. Bring it on.
I'm saying, did you know about King Kong Jr.?
That I know about what Jr.?
King Kong Jr.
I think I do. I may have forgotten about it.
Did you know King Kong fought Godzilla?
Yes, I do. I've seen that.
You know who won?
It's been a while since I've seen that movie.
Well, they don't let you know who won. It seemed like it was a tie, but me, when I was a kid, I always said Godzilla won. But anyway.
No. You know who won? Humanity won. But speaking of King Kong, you want to take this next one?
About Godzilla?
A certain giant lizard?
Yeah, Godzilla. Of course, everybody figures it's going to be a sequel. And, where's the story at? I got the links. Just not paying attention. Because we got so much listed on the Facebook page. And, So Godzilla is going to be fighting more monsters this time around, apparently, right?
Yes.
So they figure, well, one monster wasn't enough. Two monsters wasn't enough. We got to throw in some classic monsters like Mothra and Rodan. This is going to, who else did they say was going to be in this? This is going to be done by Legendary Pictures, because Legendary is no longer with Warner Brothers. They're now with Universal. So, I wonder who's doing Batman vs. Superman, since Legendary's not doing it no more.
No idea.
Okay. Who's your favorite monster?
My favorite Godzilla monster?
Yeah. Looks like Monster Zero. I think Monster Zero's going to be in this too. I always hated Monster Zero.
I'm a big Ghidorah fan.
Yeah, I don't like Mega Godzilla either, or Space Godzilla. So, when does that due out?
Godzilla, no word yet. No word as to the release.
Well, no rush on that, because we got enough movies coming out in the next couple of years. So, take your time with that one if you want it to be successful. You know? Speaking of successful, you won't believe what movies is number one, and I'll tell you that tomorrow when we do our Sunday show. Because it may not be number one all weekend long, but right now.
So. Oh. You tease.
Well, you know, we got to stick to the basics here. Stick to the basics. What else you got as far as movie news?
Oh, we got word from one Mr. Paul Bettany, a.k.a. Division.
Yeah, Jarvis / Division. So what's he saying?
Well, he did a brief interview with Superhero Hype, and he said, As for how it came about of taking on the role of Division, and how early did he know he would do that? Bettany, for a long while, I discovered having playing Jarvis, I wasn't allowed to then play another character. Joss Whedon and I got on very well, and he looked for a way to make that work and found it. Though I can't say what the relationship is between Vision and Jarvis. Everything is a double-edged sword. I used to be in a studio for 45 minutes to do Jarvis and get a huge bag of cash and go on my way like a burglar, and now they want me to work for my money, which is great and sweaty and hot, which you'll realize once they unveil everything, it's really fucking
cool.
Yeah, that
cool. Vision costume is probably hot as hell.
It's great to join this train, which is really on clear tracks.
You know, Vision used to be my favorite Avenger, but they've ruined it for me as of late. That's like, He's barely exists in the Marvel Universe, and a version of him do exist is kind of weakish in a way. They like depowered him and made him like a third tier character, where he used to be like a mainstay Avenger. So hopefully the films will bring him back up to prominence.
Yes, and also as for what intrigued him about the Vision. Bettany also said, I've got to say that the greatest thing about the job for me is that however much research I could do, I would never know as much about Vision as this world as Kevin Feige and Joss Whedon. So it's nice to give all responsibility to those guys. The thing that appealed to me is that this sort of nascent creature being born, being both omnipotent and totally naive, the sort of danger of that complex nature of a thing being born that is powerful and that created in a second, and the choices he makes morally are really complex and interesting. They've really managed to maintain all of that. The old image I love is of him crying. I think it's really expressed kind of beautifully in this Avengers film.
Yeah, Well, all I have to say is there's going to be a lot of characters in this Avenger film. And hopefully they do all justice. You know? Because it could be easy to skip over somebody and not do a good job. What else we got as far as the movie news?
As far as movie news, I think that is about all we got on that.
Okay.
Oh, unless you want to talk about what's going on at the Marvel panel right now.
Are they talking movie news? Ant-Man. We found out the roles that Evangeline Lilly and Corey Stoll is playing in the Ant-Man movie. I said Corey, right?
Yeah, Corey.
Okay. Lily will play Hope Van Damme.
Van Dyne.
Who's the daughter of Hank Pym, which means her last name is Van Dyne. That means she's also the daughter of Janet Van Dyne.
And yes, it is.
Stoll will play Darren Cross, who will be known as Yellow Jacket. He'll be the antagonist of the film. They will join, of course, Paul Rudd playing Scott Lang and Michael Douglas playing Hank Pym, along with director Peyton Reed. And
they've already shown a little snippet of footage,
which is not online yet.
No. Again, Comic-Con. I'm severely disappointed in you.
Is this real footage or this is...
No, real footage. I got a description. There have been descriptions and... all that jazz.
Okay, because, you know, I know it's not the same footage that Edgar Wright did, but...
Yeah, yes, but also just announced, July 28, 2017, is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
So,
Marvel panel just ended.
Right, no word on the villain, right?
No word on the villain, and strangely enough, no word on Doctor Strange.
I'm trying to figure out, okay, Guardians will come out after Avengers 3 probably, right?
Yes.
So, of course, there won't be no Thanos to kick around.
Yes.
I'm trying to think who could be the villain. Are we talking high evolutionary? No, I'm just speculating. Could be high evolutionary.
Yeah, I know.
It could be supreme intelligence. Could be those nasty Skrulls. Maybe Annihilus, Blastar. Maybe the Negus. But that means you got to introduce Adam Warlock too, which I'm all for that.
Oh yes, and of course the Avengers: Age of Ultron has shown footage that has not popped up on yet. But that's fine. It just happened. I'm pretty sure people are still changing their pants from it. And a surprise appearance by Josh Brolin, a.k.a. Thanos, wielding the Infinity Gauntlet on stage.
Uh-oh. All that power in the palm of the hand.
Thanos ain't fucking around, people.
And what else with the Marvel panel? Because my page never refreshed.
Well, that's it for the Marvel panel. It just ended.
So that was all the news out of there?
And this was all the news.
That was just Marvel movie panel, right? No print news.
Marvel Studios.
Okay. Before we move on, do you want to know about some video game news or?
Yeah, why not? I love video games.
And then you put me on the spot. You don't play none of the Marvel. You don't play none of the Marvel video games anyway, do you?
Are you referring to Marvel? Are you referring to Disney Infinity?
Well, any of them, because it's more than just, you know, Marvel has a plethora of games, but the main thing is the Disney Infinity. They're going to have some Guardian. I'm wondering if I should. Get that for the computer or get that for the console. They're going to have Guardians of the Galaxy characters, and it looks like they're going to have Nova. Of course, the starter kit is going to come with some Avenger characters. And I think this game is going to take off. I mean, the Infinity game right now is big, right? You don't know.
Oh yeah, it's selling like gangbusters.
How is the Skylander game? Because that's the same concept, right?
I do not know.
Where you take the little toy and put it on the base?
I do not know what Skylander is.
Oh man, you don't know nothing. Literally don't know.
I never heard of a game called Skylander. I believe that was first
before Disney came out with Infinity, and now they got the Marvel Infinity. And of course,
I'm gonna admit I don't know.
And then of course they got Puzzle Quest news, which I have on my tablet, and that game is hard as hell. So let's see what they say about Puzzle Quest. You don't have that copy, do you?
Puzzle Quest? Yes. Yes.
Every time I play, I lose, and I don't understand it. Like, I need somebody to give me some tips or strategy. Let's see.
Well, yes. Marvel Video Game News, if this will upload any faster. Man, I really hate relying on links so much.
Me too.
All right, here we go. Marvel!
Oh, I got some TV
Puzzle
news.
Quest? Yeah, let me get through this first.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, Michael Kremen and Joe Fletcher from D3 Publisher are coming on to help with Marvel Puzzle Quest, which will now include Deadpool. Puzzle Quest combines your favorite courageous crusaders, masked mutants, and dastardly despots in one completely awesome puzzle package, and it gets better. Change is coming. So many new features coming out of the way. It's gonna be. It sounds like a fun game. Sounds like something that's ideal.
Well, it's hard to me. I every time I play it, I lose. I can't get off any levels for some reason. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong, so if anybody can help me with this game, because it's just sitting on my tablet and I want to play it, but it's not making any sense to me. I'm changing the little jewels, but all my characters die, and I don't know why. But I wanted to see some TV news. Marvel's Avengers Assemble, Hulk and the Agents of Smash, and... I believe Ultimate Spider-Man all been renewed. Right? Correct?
Oh, yes, and damn it, why?
Because the kids like it.
Okay, this is why I'm not going to have kids, because they're going to like stupid shit like Ultimate Spider-Man. And Hulk, the Age of Smash. Avengers Assemble... It's whatever. It's quality varies.
Yeah, it does. I mean, sometimes they do a nice serious story, and sometimes they do.
And then they'll do something stupid,
silly stuff like the Hawk and Hawkeye fighting over a cookie.
Oh my god! But you know what? You know what fills me with hope of Marvel Animation?
What?
The upcoming Guardians of the Galaxy animated series.
Yeah, you knew that was coming down the pike.
The Marvel staff showed test footage of Star-Lord and Rocket Raccoon today at a Marvel animation panel. And you know what? I'm excited. I love the Guardians. This should be fun.
You know he doesn't like being called a raccoon, right?
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, it was funny. Rocket. In the last episode of... Original Sin, Nick Fury said, yeah, everybody's supposed to be here on purpose except for the raccoon. And he says, watch it, bub, unless you want to lose another eye. Because he hates being called a raccoon. But when does that do out? Any word on that?
No word on that yet.
Now, I got a cartoon for you. And I'm going to tell you a little
bit. Yeah, what's that?
I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, okay?
Go ahead.
I know you've been wondering why I'm the way I am. And people, I'm going to reveal the truth. It has to do with my youth when I was growing up. The shows I used to watch, especially on Saturday mornings. there was plenty of shows that was based on celebrities. Celebrities used to get their own special brand of cartoons all the time. We're talking classic stuff like the Globetrotters. Scooby-Doo used to have celebrity guest stars all the time, like Batman, Phyllis Diller, and Don Knox. And so on. The Thing was a celebrity. He used to show up from time to time. On he teamed up with Fred and Barney. And it was tradition that shaped my youth. But now, it's been seen clear that animation is going back to this fine tradition, because we are getting, drum roll please, the Mike Tyson Mysteries. Yes, I saw the video.
Woo!
It speaks to me. It's Mike Tyson. It's a ghost. It's a little Asian girl. And it's a fish, right? Was it a fish?
No, it's not a fish.
Oh, it's some kind of sea creature, right?
Yes.
And he's solving mysteries. In the mystery, in a mystery van.
Solving mysteries all over the world.
You gotta drive around in a van, just like the Scooby-Doo gang. So what'd you think of the video?
Oh, I liked it. I laughed my ass off. I think it looks hilarious.
I'm telling you, I'm encouraged that we're getting back to this fine cartoon. And then now we need Shaq to get a cartoon. Okay? I'm for that. I'm for the Michael Vick dog training show cartoon. I'm for that.
The views of Surfer do not necessarily reflect mine.
Michael Sam should get a cartoon too. LeBron James, he got to get his own show.
LeBron. I will say, the trailer made me laugh. It did remind me of the shows you mentioned, but also like Harvey Birdman, Attorney at Law, with a bit of a mix of Venture Brothers.
But those are throwbacks to the cartoons I grew up with. See, but Stone Cold needs his own cartoon too. I'm telling you, get these celebrities, give them a cartoon, it always works. It always works. The Jackson 5 cartoon. You know. Who didn't watch the Jackson 5 cartoon when I was growing up? He had the pet mice and the snake, and he's getting into the little adventures with these creatures, and his brothers had to go find little Michael. So I'm telling you, Mike Tyson Mysteries. This is going to be the show of shows. And Mike Tyson's voice to himself, right?
Yes, that is Mike Tyson's voice. Along with Jim Rash on Community.
Oh, okay. Who's he playing? The ghost?
Yeah, he's playing the ghost.
Okay.
Be
ready to be offended, folks. This is not going to be... This is going to be a dark cartoon for sure.
And, speaking of shows, Surfer, I'm going to need you to contain your excitement, because there is a trailer for season 4 of Once Upon a Time.
I know, I've seen it.
The first images of Georgia Hay as Frozen's Elsa.
Yeah, I've seen it. All the trailer did was show clips from last season. Okay? It didn't show anything new.
Oh, lazy!
Yeah, when I saw it was online, I got all excited. And then I watched it, and it was just nothing but clips from them taking on Peter Pan first, then the Wicked Witch of the West, and meeting new friends, and tragic deaths, and loss, and so on and so forth. And of course, at the end, you get Elsa, who walks away from the camera at the last scene. And from what I've seen in pictures, she doesn't look like she's going to be a villain in this, but she's definitely going to be dangerous. And her sister's going to be there too. And Kristoff. I'm wondering though, How many deaths is Elsa going to be responsible for on this show?
72.
No. I think somehow she may be responsible for Maid Marian's death. Because, you know, Maid Marian showed up at the end of last season, even though she's supposed to have been dead. But Emma did something she wasn't supposed to do and brought Maid Marian back from the past into the future. Messed things up for Regina, who's just finding happiness with Prince Charm, not Prince Charm, Robin Hood. So, poor Regina, she can't find happiness as the evil queen. Just not in the cards.
Maybe if she were to be less evil.
No, I mean, she's evil because of all the things that's happened to her. It's like, you know, she didn't start off evil, but all of these tragic things happened to her made her evil.
Just a wicked, wicked woman.
Looks like the Avengers is going to change with a new Avengers now. Of course, with all the changes coming up to who's going to be Iron Man and Thor and Cap, that's going to reflect in the Avengers book. So now you're going to get a new Avengers team of Winter Soldier, Medusa, Scarlet Witch, Angela, the new Thor, the new Captain America, the new Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Ant-Man, Deathlok, and I don't know who this last guy is, but he's on fire. Don't think it's the Human Torch. It could be the original Human Torch. Could be somebody like Hellstrom. Let me see if they listed it or not. But who's writing
All New Avengers?
I think, is this going to be Rick Remender?
Nah, I think it'll still be Hickman. Remender's already writing a lot of shit right now. Remender's got a full plate.
Uh-huh.
It's like one of the very busiest band of comics.
Oh, and speaking of...
Oh, Tom Taylor is going to be Superior Iron Man. So...
Well, speaking of TV, a new Gotham movie trailer, in quotations, that's what it's called, came out. Highlighting a lot more of the characters and getting people anxious for the September release. And a nice little Easter egg at the end of a couple picking up a little wandering Oswald Cobblepot saying, "Does anyone tell you to look like a penguin when you walk?"
Oh,
you get it, because he's the penguin, and that's his. Yeah, you see what I did there.
You know what? Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind a show about Bruce Wayne learning to become Batman, which is not going to be. That's fine. I don't mind a show about Commissioner Gordon coming up the ranks, going from a regular lieutenant to become a Commissioner Gordon. That's fine too. But we don't need the seeds of all these characters that's going to be Batman villains seeded throughout the show. I mean, it's not going to match up, and having younger versions of the Penguin and Catwoman and Poison Ivy, while Batman is still just a little crying brat. I got my fingers crossed on this, but...
Yeah, I do too. But speaking of which, hey, Fox, we'd still love to take a screener for this.
Yeah, you think Fox will give it more than one season?
Maybe 2.5?
You got any news on iZombie?
Well, yes, I do. I got some iZombie news for you. I don't know why I did that.
Will I be able to watch this show, or that'll be too scary for me?
Jeez, yeah, I get it. It's on network, so I imagine it'll be friendly.
So what's Hannibal?
Okay, you got me there. But iZombie did have its panel today with Veronica Mars, creator Rob Thomas. Oh my god, I love Veronica Mars so much. Anyway, he said as for Veronica Mars as a zombie, tonally, we live in that world. He says of himself and executive producer Diane Regalero, right? But it's like iZombies live is less snarky than Veronica and less misanthropic. And it'll be a little less noir. Whereas, because, you know, Veronica Mars was a neo-noir show.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Veronica Mars?
No.
God, why are we friends?
I don't know. I have a question for you. Maybe you can answer this.
Yes.
Have you seen the trailer for Manhattan?
Manhattan. What is that again?
It's going to be on WGN.
Oh, yeah.
Is this based off Hickman's Manhattan
Project? No, it is so not based off the Manhattan Projects.
No. But it's the same thing, though.
But I'll say this. If this was based off of Jonathan Hickman's The Manhattan Projects, that would be a completely different show that I doubt could air on like something like WGN. Or maybe, because The Manhattan Projects is a creator-owned image book by Jonathan Hickman and Nick Patera, which, by the way, I highly recommend because it's amazing. Is an alternate take that the Manhattan Project was a like think tank of several geniuses like Oppenheimer and Einstein, where a lot of weird, crazy stuff was going on. Even an artificial intelligence FDR, which, by the way, is as awesome as it sounds.
Okay, I just, when I was watching it, I wasn't sure that was...
No, sir. Okay, Surfer. No, again.
Okay, I got something to say.
Just calm down.
You don't tell me to be calm.
I just did. What are you going to do about it?
You're stepping yourself. I'm docking you.
No, you're not.
Yes,
you are. You don't pay me anyway.
Well, now I'm going to take money from you. How about that?
You're going to steal money from an unemployed guy who barely has any right now.
Get your legs broken.
Oh, you are a villainy of... You're a wretched villainy of scum.
Hey, look, I don't have to be here doing this show. I could have been at the Marvel Live show. I'm missing out.
Nice to know I'm a consolation prize.
I'm missing out. You didn't join the Marvel Unlimited for $1, did you?
No.
You know, I really want to
join. I really can't join any subscription-based service.
I really want to join because they get to go to free movies, and they get to get seated first. And I'm like, that should be me. That should be me. But, watch, when I go see Guardians, watch, it's going to be a bunch of people who are Marvel Unlimited subscribers getting seats ahead of me. It's not going to be fair. It's not going to be right. But they do get perks for being a Marvel Unlimited subscriber. Okay?
Yeah, I got you.
I'm trying to view for any breaking news. And I don't think we're going to hit 2 hours tonight, but...
Nah.
Can't believe Sleepy Hollow's coming back on TV.
I can. It's awesome.
Yet, no Almost Human.
Yeah, that does suck.
That's what I have a problem with. The Almost Human didn't come back.
Almost Human, I'm still upset about as well. But Sleepy Hollow is a damn fun show in its own regard.
Okay, well, I never watched it.
Yeah, well, you should.
I got enough things to watch. I watched Defiance, I watched The Musketeers. none of those shows come on at the same time. So, but anywho, so what do you think about the news of today? What got you most excited?
Well, aside from the Marvel stuff, the Batman versus Superman.
I'm not excited because other than some pictures, I mean.
I like the look of Wonder Woman. I think it looks good. But also, Saga in a hardcover, that makes me very happy in places.
That sounds bad.
Sounds awesome.
I mean, the way you said it, Saga in a hardcover. Something sounds obscene about that in my mind, but.
You're a pervert. You dirty, dirty, dirty pervert.
Well, hey, I'm not the one who writes Saga. I just read it. Arsenal is coming to Arrow. We know that.
Yes. Oh, but there was a Q&A today for Constantine following a full screening of the pilot. Hello?
I'm listening. I thought you were talking.
Yeah, I thought you were going to follow up.
No.
Never mind. But yeah, there was a Q&A where some statements were thrown out, like such as that Ryan finds it really fun to play John Constantine. And that David Cronin said, David and I, you know what? We want this to be as compelling and as real as possible. What better way to have John Constantine face a demon version? As himself, as to the pilot leaking.
What about the pilot leaking?
Corona said that the pilot leaked online actually had a different demon than the one in the Comic-Con screening.
Oh, okay. So they pulled a fast one on us.
Apparently.
Good for them.
Oh yeah.
I'm not surprised that what got online wasn't, you know, they may have filmed that original pilot and didn't change things. Not necessarily trying to trick nobody, but you know, didn't change after they filmed the
pilot. Well, Harold Pinneroo.
Wait, what? See if it's real or not.
I just got tagged in something.
Okay, there's a video of a leak footage of.
Batman. So maybe just take a quick look and check it
out. Yeah, I am seeing that.
Yeah, let me give you a link.
No, I'm watching it right now. I got tagged in the link for it. Playing this right now?
Yes. It's too far away. What are you looking at? Uh-oh, we lost Jordan. He's looking at the video.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
Okay, now the video you're watching, is it far away or is it up close?
It's kind of far away, but I still got a great look at it.
All right, give me a link to what you're looking at.
All right, then. Here you go.
See if we got the same thing or not.
So maybe just take a quick look and check it out.
Yeah, same thing. So let me go back to the original feed. Wait, it might not be the same thing.
Wait, what?
It might not be the same video.
There we go.
Yo, different angle. I think it's a different angle.
But yeah, That looks pretty damn good.
Oh, I see Batman eyes.
Oh!
I tell you, man, it's nothing like a Comic-Con crowd. Just act like they just seem like the greatest thing.
I know, right? It's kind of awesome to see.
Okay, yeah, that wasn't much, but hey, it's better than nothing. Yeah, I don't know why people are losing their stuff, but...
Because they're the first ones that ever saw it.
Yeah, but you didn't see no actual footage, you just saw...
Yes, I know, teaser, but still, it did its job, it teased people, it tickled their balls a little bit.
Yeah, well, 2016...
Yep, May 2016, people.
That's going to be the showdown showdowns. Can one shield-slinging American take on an alien and a creature of the night? And an Amazon? And a cyborg? And maybe Shazam? And the rest of the Justice League? Flash, Green Lantern, Aquaman.
Oh yeah. Pretty much almost anyone in the DC universe they want to throw at this movie.
Robin.
Booster Gold.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Please let Booster. Oh my God! I want a Booster Gold movie.
No Booster Gold. He's not.
Yes, Booster Gold. Are you denying the awesomeness of Booster Gold Surfer? Because
so when are we going to get a Booster Gold Deadpool team up?
Wait, did you just say Deadpool?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Like if Marvel and DC starts doing crossovers again, don't you think they would be the two people you would cross over?
No, I never really thought about that.
Yeah, because Deadpool fucking will boost the gold.
No, I honestly haven't given much thought to Deadpool and Booster Gold together.
I just made that up, and I think people would eat that stuff alive.
I need to see something.
I just closed my page for breaking news. Everything seems to be done. You know, we had
today was a bit of a slow news day. Actually.
No, it wasn't slow. Yesterday we had to cover 2 days of news, and so the day is one. And of course, most of the stuff from today was pretty long. The Hawkbuster Gauntlet on display at San Diego. Okay, let's see what the Hawkbuster looks like. Okay, it's a big Hawkbuster fist. No big deal. It looks big as looks bigger than some people white looking at it. Did you hear the rumor about Miss Marvel showing up at the end of Avengers?
I heard a rumor, but I thought that rumor might have been that she was going to be announced tonight.
Did she get announced?
No, again, there wasn't any more announcements of Phase 3. The only announcement we got was the Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
You know, we haven't seen Guardians yet, and they're already so confident in this movie. And they've done this all. They did this with the Iron Man movies. They did this with the Avengers movie. They made the announcement for Avengers 2 before we saw Avengers. Same thing with Captain America and Thor. And this guy was telling me, man, he just thought this was the greatest Marvel movie he's ever seen. He said, his opinion was that he thought there was some lulls in the Avengers movie. And, you know, I kind of contained myself for saying that the Avengers wasn't perfect, you know, because I wanted to jump at him and rip his throat out for saying such things. But I kept cool. I kept calm. But he's saying this is just, like, all the way through, just stuff happened. So, you know, I get to see it in all its glory. And, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to probably screen it in IMAX. We'll have to go back and see it in IMAX.
But, oh, poor you.
Yeah. Poor me, all right.
No, not poor. Oh, shut up.
I mean, I got to see Hercules in IMAX, and that was good, but I want to see Guardians in IMAX.
Well, you don't get everything you want.
Why not?
Because the Rolling Stones said so.
That's why the Rolling Stones got showed up by James Brown in the new James Brown movie.
Yeah, I'm sure that's why.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, I know this is not comic book related, but that James Brown movie coming out is a crowd pleaser.
Okay. Awesome. I'll check it out on Blu-ray.
No.
Yes.
You have to go see it in the theater.
I can't. I can only afford to go see Guardians right now.
You can do a double feature.
No.
What do you mean no?
I'm perfectly fine waiting on
Blu-ray. They're coming out on the same day. You can see both movies.
I can't. Yeah, I'll take a buy a ticket to one, sneak into the other.
I didn't say anything about sneak. You know, you just.
I'm not. Surfer, I'm not going into this right now.
You just walk around and then end up in the wrong place. And we don't condone sneaking.
I have Alzheimer's.
There you go.
But honestly, I'm all out of news.
Me too, and I don't want to drag this out, so we're going to give this one more go around, this hoedown, and let me check my sites. You know where I get a good amount of my news from?
Television?
Nope.
Where?
I'm going to tell you a secret, okay? Clout.
Okay.
Meet your 9 brand new cast members for the 5th season of Game of Thrones.
We talked about that last night. Do you not remember last night?
Okay. Shield at Comic-Con. 3 new characters, including a superhero.
We talked about that last night.
Hilarious gag reel.
Oh, we did not talk about that.
Let's see. Potter's Daniel Radcliffe get devilish in first full trailer for Horns. Okay. Arrow Season 3 teaser, Arsenal, Ray Palmer, and a whole lot more. We talked about that last night. What's this Outlander? Any good? You know anything about it?
I did not know anything about the Outlander.
You know anything about Arrow?
Yes, the teaser came out. And I like how it looks. It looks awesome. Well, but did we talk about The Thing?
Walking Dead. Yeah, we talked about The Thing. He looked badass. Walking Dead confirms new characters. Promises Season 5 will define survivors. Okay. It looks like we're done. See?
Yep.
See, we didn't talk about this yesterday. Star Trek Planet of the Apes crossover.
We mentioned it briefly.
I'm getting forgetful. No, I'm just... excuse me.
But yeah, let's.
I'm just kidding, folks. We talk about these things. We talk about Patrick Wilson leaving the movie.
Yes, we covered everything there needed to be covered.
Super Smash Brothers for the Wii U. James Gunn writing the Guardians of the Galaxy sequel.
Yep.
Hunger Games new trailer at Comic-Con. Has that leaked yet?
Has what leaked?
The new Hunger Games trailer.
No. No, it's not.
I'm surprised it hasn't leaked yet. Not leaked, like, illegally, but...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Fans vowed to follow up Legend of Korra to digital as it's taken off the air. See that?
Yeah, we covered that yet. Yeah.
Who said? Well, I didn't know it was being taken off the air. You know, that episode, I've watched the episode a few times, and they pulled the rug out under you at the wrong time, because we were going to find out the motivation behind this crew wanting to take out the Avatar with the upcoming episode that didn't get aired yesterday, that we got to wait till next week to see online. I tell you, man, there's no justice in this world.
True that. This is some bullshit.
I know. Well, folks, we don't want to bore you any longer, but if you're in the chat room, you don't want to go anywhere, because 11 o'clock. See, I was hoping we were going to stay on past 11 o'clock and take over Williams' show. We don't have enough to talk about, but that's cool. I'm fine with that. So William will be hitting the airways, him and Rage, with the wrestling call-in show. We're going to talk anything and everything to do with wrestling. Double A, he'll be back on Tuesday after he just had an anniversary show again. Every year, same thing, anniversary shows. Can we go a year without him having an anniversary?
No, because he owns the station and we are here to do his bidding.
Can an anniversary be every 3 years instead of every year? I'm just saying. But he'll be on Tuesday with the rant. Wednesday is Turnbuckle Throwback to Phil and Dave. Friday, look for the Lex Experience podcast. We'll be back on the air tomorrow to finish out all the Comic-Con news and talk about some other, well, actually, everything you have to do with comic books this weekend is Comic-Con news. So there's not going to be anything else. I mean, there may be a couple things from earlier this week we'll talk about, but we're going to wrap this up tomorrow. Hopefully you'll join us or give us a call from, you know, your experiences at the New York.
I'm ahead of myself.
San Diego Comic-Con. I'm going to New York.
Can you take me with you?
I'm going to the real con, not this left coast con, a con in a real city where real Avengers news will come out and real Marvel news, and it'll be a madhouse.
But, Ayo, for real, can you take me?
Hey, I would love to try. I would love to, but where are you going to stay?
With you.
I'm not staying in New York.
What the hell do you mean you went staying in New York for New York Comic Con?
No, I'm traveling back and forth.
That's stupid.
Yes, it is.
You're not going to take any qualms with... you know what? I'm ready to end the show.
I'm not going to take any what now?
You're not going to take any qualms with what I just said? That's just stupid to do that?
Well, look. Rooms are $400-$500 a night, so...
Save up.
I'm saving up for...
Stop eating so many silly cheesesteaks, Surfer.
I'm saving up for something more important right now.
You're coming to visit me.
I can't get into... That's personal, but... We're going to be back, folks. As long as I wake up in the morning, Jordan, we're doing a show.
Yep.
And we hope you we kept you entertained and informed. And if you have any comments, how can they comment, Jordan? How can they tell us we're doing a good job?
Oh, there are several ways. You can follow us on Twitter. I am at Joe Oco, JOWOCO. Surfer is at Silver SS Forever. And you could go by Facebook.com and like the What Are You Reading comic book show, a Facebook page. And leave us a comment and tell us how awesome we are, and that you love us, and that you want, and that you want us to have your babies, or maybe not that, but hey, it's whatever you want to say to us.
You know what? I need Groot and Rocket Raccoon for my Marvel's Alliance game on Facebook. I just got Cannonball. Now I'm trying to get Avalanche. I'm trying to win him. But I don't have enough points to buy Groot and Rocket Raccoon. And see, the problem is, if you don't buy a character right away, then when the player versus player tournaments come, you're at a disadvantage because everybody has the new character and got him powered up to full strength. And Groot looks like he's a powerhouse. I mean, so far the footage I've seen, the people that do have Groot, he's like wiping out teams with like one blow. And I don't have enough to buy him, so I have to collect more points. But if you are a Marvel Avengers Alliance, you know, maybe I can send you a friend request so we can be allies. And because I needed quite a few allies to take on Bastion. He was the group boss of this current Spec Ops, which you haven't played the game in a long time, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
I'm waiting for the new Spec Ops is going to tie into the Guardians of the Galaxy, so that'll probably start up next week.
That'll be fun.
The task will probably be to win Star-Lord. They've released Gamora. They had Drax in a player versus player tournament, which I didn't win. I came close, so I'm going to have to buy him later. Rocket Raccoon was a player versus player tournament, which I didn't win, but now you can buy him. And they just released Groot a couple of days ago. You can buy him. But now I got to get Star-Lord. When that comes out, I got to go through the task to unlock him. And hopefully, you know, there'll be some kind of bonus when you team up Guardians of the Galaxy members. Like, with some team ups, you get special bonuses, like X-Force. But anyway, I'm done.
Alright. Good night, everybody.
Good night, y'all. See you later. Peace.